space, my man. If my life was in a box, how much would it really cost? Every time, all the time, nothing seems to fall in line. Every time, all the time, everybody has to lie. Sweep the scrapes away.
Now that fantastic track is Sam Godsey, who is now in the studio. That's Every Time, All the Time. Now, before we start the interview, we both have to say a big thank you to Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Because Sam was going to be on Bob's show today, and Bob very kindly has prepped all these. Normally, when we got guests in, as I said, we spend ages prepping, looking up the artists and everything, which Bob has done and sent me, and I love it. I want him to do all my interviews because he's very, very, very thorough. So you just have to say hello to Bob because he'll be heartbroken.
Hey, Bob, it's Sam. Thanks for the interview questions, man.
There you go. Thank you very much to Bob, and thanks very much to Sam for joining us in the studio. Sam, you were born in Bath.
Yep.
And you moved over to California. We were just having a little chat about that. So when did you first sort of start with the music? How old were you?
I was around 12 years old when I first picked up my guitar. Yeah. I never had guitar lessons. When I was, after my first band, when I was like 16, 17 years old, I got opera training to kind of expand my voice. But that's the only training I've ever gotten. It's just made it where I have more control over my voice, and I'm able to sing properly, so I'm not damaging my voice. And it's definitely expanded my range as well. So
that's great. Yeah. Do you still sort of practice with the opera?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm still in touch with my opera teacher, and in the future, if I ever need him, like, to maybe coach me or help me go on tour, which he's done before, like, in the studio, then... I'll have him do that.
Now, I have to say, I was saying to your beauty, your wife is stunningly beautiful. She said, hello, lovely. Came in, I thought, I recognise his voice. But your voice, you sound, and in fact, I didn't even realise this, but you look exactly like Ben Affleck. But your voice is the same as well. I couldn't think. And your wife said, oh, yes, he does look like Ben Affleck.
Isn't Yeah. I'm just a lot better looking, though.
You look. And your wife is nodding.
Sorry, Ben.
Definitely agreeing. So you're going to plan to sort of come from California? Are you going to go back to Europe and do some touring?
As far as touring goes, I'm thinking definitely either Europe or Asia to start. I love Asia. I love touring around Asia. It's great people and a lot of respect for the musicians and everything. So definitely Asia. I love Europe as well. And then probably more of a smaller U.S. tour. I prefer Europe and Asia to tour, really. No offense to the U.S., but yeah. That's my thing.
Do you remember the first original song you ever wrote? Do you remember any of the lyrics for it?
Not really.
No?
I know one of the first songs I wrote was a song called Savior of Me. Mm-hmm. I can't really remember any of the lyrics, but I wrote it about my mom because she's always been... my dad kind of pushed me to go into business and things like that. My mom's always said, no, do the music. Now my dad's extremely, he's pushing me for the music as well because he sees how my passion for it and how much I've done with it. But in the beginning, my mom really pushed me, so I wrote that song for her, kind of like saying like she's like kind of saved me and pushed me in the right direction that I want to go in.
And do you still do that song today, or is it one of the ones you...
Actually, no, but the thing is, I'm thinking about doing a remaster of it. So, like, instead of... Because in that song, I was kind of like experimenting with really high voice, like almost like... like a female voice. So I'm thinking about redoing it and doing it with more of the voice I'm using now.
When you're going out this time, is it just you and your guitar, or have you got a band?
So if I go on tour, I'll hire like session musicians to play behind me. And then obviously if it's an acoustic set, I'll just play by myself. But usually I like to just sing on stage and not have an instrument.
What's the best thing for you about playing live?
I guess it would be the feel of the crowd, the energy, and seeing how... what you've created burst with energy and cry and laugh, and that's really what it is. It's like feeding off the crowd for me. And sometimes it's gotten so emotional where if I see the crowd is getting very emotional, I'll get very emotional, and I might shed a tear or something like that. I got to try not to do that, though, because or else my voice starts to crackle and things. So.
You probably get people say this all the time to me. You should go on The X Factor. You should go on American Idol, all these shows.
I mean, I don't know. I think you really have to go with what you feel. This is, every artist has like a different journey, the way that they want to go. For some people, I think that might be the right thing for them. For me, I have heard that, but I just didn't feel like I want to expose myself in that way. I'd rather kind of just build up on my own because it is very... It's like a lot of they're new artists, and they're shoving themselves straight into like the huge entertainment world, and I feel like that can maybe like... not really encourage them to keep going forward if they mess up or something like that. So that's my take. But for some people, it's the right way they want to go. So for them, that's cool.
Because you've got a tendency to get trapped, haven't you? Yeah. You're trapped, and then people see you in one way, and
exactly.
You can't move. You can't move out of where you are.
Exactly. Yeah. It's hard for them to expand after that.
If you could work with anybody in the industry, who would you like to work with? Musically, whether it be a producer or whether another singer.
I would love to work with U2. Yep. That's like one of my favorite bands. Coldplay is another band that I like. Those would be the two biggest. Another one that actually I would really love to work with, he's definitely a huge artist, but he's not like them. Damien Rice. He's just like, his songwriting ability is just like mesmerizes me. And he's brought tears to my eyes just watching him play and you know, listening to the music. It's just amazing.
So when you sit down to write a song, do you do the guitar chords first, or do you have some lyrics, or how do you work?
It's weird because when I'm writing music, it's kind of like it happens different every time. So sometimes it might be like I'll just get like a vocal melody in my head, and then I'll pick up the guitar and write from there and like write the lyrics, or it could be vice versa, pick up the guitar or the lyrics first. It's just it's really just how it comes to me, and sometimes it comes to me in the most weirdest situations. I could be sitting in the doctor's office and all of a sudden a song comes. Doctor comes out, I'm like, hang on.
Do you sit there with your phone sort of recording little bits of vocals into it?
Yeah, all the time.
You sort of wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly. And then she catches me and I'm like, oh, I'm not doing anything.
Are you musical as well? I'm just bringing in your beautiful wife.
I like to sing.
Like to sing.
I do acting.
All right, okay. Because we were saying LA, tell us about, because we're in Essex here, and although you've probably heard a little bit about Essex, maybe, with some of the shows we've got, tell us what it is like in LA, because to me, it's just one of the places where everyone is stunningly beautiful, very, very hot, and a bit crazy. So tell us what it's like.
LA is cool. I mean, for me, I'm more of a East Coast type of guy, like New York. I love London. LA's just kind of been a starting point for me, but I'm definitely... thinking we have plans to move to London next year, actually, for a year, and then to New York after that. But LA's a really good place. It just depends on the type of person you are. But it is very like glamorous, and it's extremely hot, which is not good for me because I can't stand the heat. But yeah, it's a glamorous place, and the cool thing is you got a bit of everything. So you got like downtown if you want the city, you got the beach, you have the valley.
You were originally from Bath, and you moved over to America. How difficult was that at that kind of age? Because you weren't very old when you went over there.
No, a lot of people say it must have been like a difficult childhood, but actually it was kind of cool because, I mean, other than my mom and my dad getting a divorce, but even that wasn't that bad because I knew that they were happier, you know, and then I wouldn't have to listen to them fight. But it was really awesome to be able to travel from like, you know, I would spend like half the year in LA, half the year in England. And that was awesome to do as a kid, to be able to see the different sides of the world and to be able to travel and start to learn those things at a very young age. It was really magical to me, actually.
With your new EP that's going to be coming out, we've gone and can play the track in a while called Made in the Stars. Yeah. Is there a theme around the album?
There's not like a specific theme around the album. It's more just like the songs are about feeling, like things that are not so superficial, more like real, you know? The song Made in the Stars is actually, I wrote that song about my wife. And then there's another song on the EP about, it's called Unstoppable. And that's basically about like, you have to be strong in your life. And like, if you get knocked down, you have to get up again and don't give up on your dreams or anything like that. And then the third song is about music. So it's kind of like a mixture of everything, but a lot of feeling in it.
And is that coming out towards the end of this year?
I'm planning on releasing all three songs probably in a couple weeks, like mid-September.
How difficult is it to be a full-time musician?
I really don't find it hard at all. I really love it. The only thing is that a lot of emotionally, sometimes it can be very taking, you know, because sometimes, like, if you're writing a song that isn't, you know, necessarily about something that you love, it's something that has been, like, dark in your past, or you're writing about something dark that's going on in the world, like animal cruelty or whatever, you kind of have to, like, get out of that and step back for a little minute after writing a song like that. But other than that, it's not really hard, except for, you know, maybe... No, that's pretty much it. That's the only thing that I find hard, really.
So you're happy. You're a happy man in music.
Yeah, I'm a happy man.
When you write songs, I always ask musicians this every time, are you better writing songs when you're happy or when you're sad?
I think when I'm happy, actually.
Yeah.
I'm better at writing songs. Even if it's... I might, like, be happy and I'll start writing a song and it'll turn in a sad direction, and then I might be getting sad, but, like, starting writing a song, I usually go in happy. But
what would be the song out of every song that you've ever heard that you would like to have said, I wrote that? Have you got a favorite song? I want you to write that song.
There are songs I would definitely, I would love to say that I wrote that, but, like, Nine Crimes by Damien Rice or... Yellow by Coldplay, something like that. But there's so many, it's just hard to say, like, one specific song that I would really, that's, like, epic for me, you know?
What about on stage? What sort of show do you put on? Is it quite mellow? Are you animated across the stage? What are you like?
I'm pretty animated across stage, yeah. I mean, it's obviously depending on the song, but, like, for the most part, I'm animated, whether I'm jumping around or even if I'm just in one place, the emotions that I have coming through me kind of is kind of animating, I guess.
And you've done modeling as well.
Yep.
Tell us about how you got involved in that.
That was kind of just being like a young kid in Hollywood. So
that's not going to happen to everybody, let's face it. I mean, I'm not going to walk along and like, hey, Michelle, come along. I can see your beautiful wife would, but did somebody come up and say, take my card, I'd like you to do some fashion?
Yeah, well, there was actually. It was one guy, I was a kid and I was in the store with my mom, and some guy came up and he's like, oh, your kid would be great for modeling, so here's my card. He actually turned out to be like a scam agent, so, but there are a lot of those in Hollywood, but... It was funny. For some reason, we're like, well, let's do it anyways, you know, and try to get an agent anyways. So I did end up getting an agent and booking some work. So it was fun. I mean, it was cool. It wasn't like music or anything like that, but it's definitely a fun job to have.
There's a difference. I was talking to somebody because I used to know somebody used to run a photographic studio.
Uh-huh.
And the difference, I like musicians because the difference between the fashion world and musicians is very, very different. They're different people, aren't they?
Definitely. 100%.
I think the musicians are more real, whereas in the fashion industry, it's a bit... They make you feel so good because they go, you're beautiful. Well, don't say that to me, but you're beautiful, you're lovely. And it's all kind of, you know, you come away feeling $1 million, really.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it is kind of like that. And that's the hard part, like... especially in LA, is that people say to, you know, it's beautiful people all the time, like, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. And then those people kind of develop a sense of, like, conceitedness, you know, and then they don't really become the nicest of people after that. But not all of them, you know. There are some that kind of are like, okay, yeah, I know how I look and things like that, but I'm still a real person.
Yeah.
So I've definitely run into a few fake ones, though, before.
So if you weren't doing music, what would you be doing?
Business, most likely. My dad is a businessman, and I've always, like, had some sort of a passion for business. I do love acting as well a lot, so I might have been doing that. So I might have been doing acting, but definitely business. So the plan is to move to London in the summer of next year, and then be in London for a year, then move to New York for a year. And then the plan, obviously this is a lot in advance, but then our plan is to go to Tokyo as well for a little while. But we will be back December, like mid-December or something like that. But it's just going to be there's going to be any music involved, maybe recording or something like that for the new EP. But it's, you know, during the wintertime, it's not very busy, especially during Christmas and things, so.
You'll have to come back in and sing live, not on my show, because Bob will kill me. Because Bob's out there, he's got an angry face, I can feel it. You know what you're feeling, he's out there listening.
Definitely.
Sing live in the studio, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Now, we're going to finish the interview with Made in the Stars, which you talked about earlier. We'll be on the EP coming out towards the end of the year. Hopefully, we can entice you back in when you come back over to London.
Absolutely.
Next year. But you might fly. You might fly backwards and forwards between now and then. Do you think?
Oh yeah, we do. We fly back about like 2-3 times, maybe 4 times a year. So yeah.
Do you know, LA just sounds so glamorous. I mean, I just get to say I go back to like dodgy old Brentwood, which is just down the road. It's not quite the same thing. Thanks very much for coming in today. And
absolutely, thank you for having me.
Thanks very much for your lovely, gorgeous wife. I might take a picture to put it on the website as well.
Okay, yeah.
Take a picture of you both. Going to play this song. This is Sam, and this is Made in the Stars.